This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it doesn't matter whether cattle prices are high or low. Producers want to make sure that they can do everything they can to bring a quality animal to auction. And when you can raise a quality animal, you can get the most money possible at an auction, especially when your animal stands out from the rest. So how do you make that happen? We hear from the folks at Merck Animal Health and some studies they've done right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Merck Animal Health recently worked with Kansas State University to look at auction data from the Superior Livestock Auction Company and compared many different factors. Dr. John Hutchison is Director of Cattle Technical Services at Merck Animal Health, and he talks about the study.
I want to visit a little bit today about Superior Livestock Auction data that Kansas State University and Merck Animal Health all worked together to kind of summarize this data. There was over 800,000 head of calves in the database, and we looked at different management factors, we looked at different programs and health protocols, and trying to look at the big drivers for the folks that are in the sale barn, or in this case, a video auction. What are they paying for? What are they using their checkbook to put the most money at? This is probably the strongest signal one can get in an auction barn is these are the people that are using their money to buy these calves.
Dr. Hutchison talks about a few key takeaways they found in their extensive examination of information. It comes down to health programs that are implemented at your operation.
If we look at health programs, vaccination, preconditioning programs, they add a lot of value. They bring more dollars per hundredweight, like weaning and deworming and all those things that go into a preconditioning program. There was a definite signal to cattle owners, cow-calf producers, that these buyers want calves that are ready for the transition to the next phase.
Preconditioning has been shown to maximize the return at the auction house for the producers who are using them.
It's a big deal. You know, our cattle system set up for calves to move off the ranch and transition into either grazing situation, backgrounding situation, feedlot situation. And so they want these calves ready for that next transition. And so if you look at VAC 45, which was the most popular program that a lot of cow-calf producers participated in, it added almost $45 a head. Almost $8 a hundredweight is what these calves got in terms of value.
Dr. Hutchison also talks about other traits that buyers are willing to pay more money for when they go to the auction house.
One is polled calves. So calves without horns. I mean, year after year after year, these buyers pay more for not having horns. And that's thinking of the long term. These things are going down. They're going to produce leather and they're going to produce food. And so that's one of the things. The other thing is, as cattle producers and feedlots through the production phase, we keep adding more weight and more weight and more weight and getting these cattle bigger and bigger and producing more beef per acre. So to speak. And so they want medium frame, large frame calves. Those bring back quite a bit of value to these calves. The other thing is using good genetics. On the Superior sale that we have access to the data, they have a program that looks at superior genetics. And these are if you purchase bulls that have known genetics that are recognized by buyers of these calves, then you get a nice bump in value as well.
You can find out more about the details of their data set by visiting cattlefriendlyvaccines.com. We have that link and more commentary from Dr. Hutchison available online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.